From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East again to try to restart long-stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Her visit is being overshadowed by battles over a new Palestinian unity government and whether it will meet international conditions for recognition. Rice has finished a meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. She meets Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert later today. Tomorrow, the three leaders hold a summit in Jerusalem. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us. Linda, first, any news from the meeting between Secretary Rice and Mahmoud Abbas?
No. In fact, a joint news conference that had been scheduled was canceled, which analysts said, you know, could mean that there were certain tensions. Yesterday, Abbas said that this emerging unity government with Hamas that's being formed is the best government possible, and he said that the international community is going to have to accept it. Secretary Rice had said that she wants to probe the prospects for peace, and she wanted some answers over exactly what kind of government this unity government is going to be.
Is acceptance of the unity government likely?
It does not seem likely. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, speaking at today's cabinet meeting, he said that the U.S. and Israel are in total accord on shunning any Palestinian government that doesn't meet the international demands. There are these three demands that have been repeated over and over, that one is to recognize Israel, two is to renounce violence, and three is to accept existing agreements. Olmert said he spoke with President Bush by phone on Friday and that he said, quote, the American and Israeli positions are totally identical on this issue.
Where does the unity government stand right now?
Well, it was announced about 10 days ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, with a lot of pomp and circumstance. And the Palestinians, were hoping and are hoping that this government will end the factional fighting between Hamas and the rival Fatah that has killed hundreds in the past few months. So that was the first thing, was to end this factional fighting. And in that sense, it has succeeded even before a new unity government was formed. What's happened is that Abbas has asked the current Hamas Prime Minister, Ismail Haniyeh, to form the new government. That government has since, dissolved itself, and they're in the process of forming a new government. So nobody really knows what that new government exactly will look like and whether the members of that new government will be Hamas, will be independents, as the international community is demanding, and most important of all, whether they'll meet those three conditions. Now, on the issue of recognition of Israel, it does not seem likely that they will recognize Israel or renounce violence. The third condition about accepting previous agreements, apparently in the text of the agreement, it says they will respect past agreements. So on that one, they're kind of fudging it. But without recognition of Israel and without renouncing violence, it seems unlikely that the international community will recognize this government and lift a year-long boycott that has absolutely crippled the Palestinian economy.
Why is Secretary Rice visiting now? Is there a chance for any progress?
Well, she's coming now because this was planned, before all this happened. In December, Prime Minister Olmert and Palestinian leader Abbas held a meeting and agreed to meet again. And the Bush administration says it wants to see if there's a diplomatic horizon. In other words, if there really is a way to renew peace talks after 6 years. But given everything that's going on the Palestinian side with this new unity government, on the Israeli side, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is fairly weak politically. It doesn't seem likely that there's going to be any kind of breakthrough or any kind of diplomatic horizon, as Secretary Rice says she's looking for.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.